In a world where uncertainty reigns supreme, where shadows of chaos dance at every turn, one truth emerges unyielding. Preparation is not a luxury, but a lifeline. Behold the Wellness Company, a beacon of readiness amidst the tempestuous seas of fate. Envision a sanctuary of tranquility, where the tumult of unforeseen medical crises finds no purchase. The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit stands as a bastion of assurance, a fortress of resilience against the unseen foes of health. Within its sacred confines lie the tools of salvation. Ivermectin, to ward off the insidious whispers of disease. Emergency antibiotics, to quell the raging storms of infection. Antivirals, to vanquish the relentless tides of contagion, and more. The Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit is not merely a collection of supplies, it is the embodiment of preparedness itself. Crafted by the hands of esteemed healers led by luminaries such as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Harvey Risch, and Dr. Drew Pinsky, this kit stands as the pinnacle of safety, the zenith of prevention. These truth-seeking doctors have forged a testament to vigilance, a testament to the unwavering pursuit of well-being. Embrace the certainty that comes from being armed against adversity. Embrace the Wellness Company, for in its embrace lies the promise of resilience, the promise of a brighter tomorrow amidst the chaos of today. Don't wait for the next crisis to strike. Visit twc.health/strangeplanet and use promo code STRANGEPLANET for an exclusive 10% discount. Prepare today and rest easy tomorrow. There's a very common sense reason gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since Jan 21, the cost of living is up 17.9%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down. A presidential election year that'll have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that's why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold. Text STRANGE to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold, too. Just text STRANGE to 989898 to claim your free info kit and to protect your savings from uncertainty today.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Richard Serrett's Strange Planet. Following the truth wherever it leads. Exposing evil and corruption and the secret machinations of powerful elites. Revealing the high strangeness beneath the surface of our supposed reality. Coming to you from the Great White North and his studio beneath the stairs. Here's Richard.
We keep hearing from the cults at the WEF that the world is overpopulated, that the current population on Earth is of roughly 8 billion people is unsustainable. This is complete rubbish, of course. In fact, with the exception of sub-Saharan Africa, the world's population is leveling off in many areas of the world, including China. Populations are declining. China, Japan, Russia are in the midst of what is called a demographic winter. In fact, it may be too late to reverse their population declines. And part of this depopulation crisis has to do with lifestyles. Here in the West, many young people have made the decision not to have families at all or to have only one child. But there is another huge problem, a crisis, in fact, that nobody seems to be talking about. Infertility. Infertility now affects one in six couples of reproductive age, according to the World Health Organization, and about half the time, it's the man who's infertile. We're going to talk about that on this episode of Strange Planet, and I'm going to tell you about a fertility detox retreat that's happening, going to be happening in April, and it's being presented by my two guests. Anthony Samaroff returns to the program. He is an author and detox specialist. He's a psychotherapist and economist from Glasgow, Scotland, best known as the author of Universal Basic Income, For and Against. His forthcoming book exposes how corrupt institutions in mainstream medicine are bound to turn out bad science and harmful treatments. What's more, he shows how we can reclaim our health one by one, and in doing so, fix the system itself. He's the author of the ebook, Seven Big Pharma Myths Debunked. Anthony Samaroff, welcome back to Strange Planet. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for having me back, Richard. It's always such a pleasure to do your show and to spend time with you and your audience.
Megan Mankow is the creator of Bricano, Sacred Healing. She completed her degrees at the Canadian Institute of Traditional Chinese Medicine in Calgary. She learned about the many aspects that contribute to health while earning the title of Doctor of Traditional Chinese Medicine and registered acupuncturist. She also had a passion, or she has a passion, for healthcare and helping people feel their best, most aligned self. She gravitates to helping people in areas of their life that are often left in the shadows. All parts of a person, she says, deserve to be healed and celebrated. She is a trauma-informed practitioner who understands the complexity and unique differences between each person. When she's not working with patients, she replenishes herself by hiking, foraging, and learning about plants. And she loves the challenge of adding new ingredients to her cooking and creating unique flavor combinations. Welcome, Megan. How are you?
Thank you so much, Richard. I'm doing fantastic here in Mexico and really excited to be talking about the infertility epidemic here on your show. Sexual health and reproductive health is a huge passion. So,
all right. So let's, first of all, and we'll revisit this, but let's just get all of the details, the important details regarding this fertility detox retreat in Ixtapa, Mexico. Give us all of the details, when, where, how to register, and all of that.
Okay, so we have this retreat going on in Ixtapa, Mexico. It starts April 7th, and we have options for 4 weeks up until 8 weeks. And also, we really encourage you to bring a partner, because as you alluded to, fertility epidemic really affects both partners, and the sperm and egg quality are really declining in today's society. So we recommend both people coming that are looking to get pregnant, and we have accommodations included. We have Anthony is an expert in detox, and so he'll be doing daily education talks, as well as providing all of the recipes, incorporating organic fruits, vegetables, so that we can increase your cellular health. We'll be having myself do fertility, acupuncture, Chinese medicine, as well as some pelvic work, lots of body work, excursions, activities. We're in a beautiful location, so we want people, we've taken all of the stress out of it, and you can just come relax while still working on your health.
And
yes,
go ahead.
We're going to have a lot of fun as well. As Megan mentioned, there's a lot of excursions planned, but I wanted to pick up on her saying we're going to improve the quality of the sperm and egg, because you can't go on a retreat like this without improving the quality of every cell in your entire body. And when we look at the next generation, the generation that's being born at the moment, they've got so many diseases that our parents and grandparents found rarely. And so what we're really doing is ensuring that the next generation inherits a better quality of cell than the previous generation, rather than what we've been seeing now. So, I mean, it would be the most heartbreaking thing in the world if you went for an IVF treatment and after a couple of bouts, spending $25,000 almost, you failed and then finally succeed and you give birth to a sickly baby. I mean, I can't think of something more heartbreaking than that. So what we're really doing is going to the root of what's going on in the world right now, with not only with infertility, but with all chronic disease. I apologize for interrupting, Richard. You had something to ask.
Oh, I just wanted to focus on the details of the.
Oh, thank you.
So the website is in the episode notes. The link is in the episode notes here, but it's youcanconceiveit.com. youcanconceiveit.com. Again, the link is in the episode notes. That'll take you to the landing page. All the details are there about the retreat, accommodations, how to register, and so forth, correct?
That's right.
Okay, so I mentioned this report from the World Health Organization. I think, Megan, you also referred to it. 1 in 6 couples are having a great deal of difficulty conceiving. And Anthony, you mentioned IVF, which is an incredibly expensive procedure. I think you mentioned it costs somewhere between $10,000 and $25,000 per cycle. And you're only having a limited success, 20 to 30%. So people, you know, may try 2, 3, 4 times. I mean, that's a huge chunk of money that, let's face it, you know, many, many, many people, maybe even most people, can't afford. So let's talk about what are some of the current mainstream treatments that are trying to address infertility. And maybe we can talk about, you know, what some of the underlying health issues that are affecting mm-hmm. fertility.
So really, IVF and IUI are the primary Western medical models for treating infertility. We do have other alternative health modalities, such as acupuncture, abdominal massage. Therapy is super important because fertility is such a complex issue. It's not only about the body, it's about our mental state as well. So we need to make sure we're addressing all of those. But really, infertility is something that hasn't been addressed very well, and it's a more up-and-coming problem. So IVF and IUI are one of the only treatment options that we have available to us. And like you said, it's an invasive surgery. Also, lots of people don't like to talk about their infertility problems, so it's a very isolating journey for them. Mm-hmm. And they're going through these invasive surgeries with medicine and then going back to work the next day. It's very expensive. In Canada, you do get one round covered, but of course, all the other ones you have to pay out of pocket. And as well as actually just recently, Alabama has put a halt to IVF and IUI programs. And so I'm really concerned about the control over our reproductive health that has been apparent in these last coming years. I think it's time that we take our health into our own hands, because there's lots we can do about it. And Anthony is excellent at talking about the cellular health of the body and how important that is for a healthy baby. So there's lots of things we can do about that. And I'll let Anthony speak to that because he is the expert on it.
Right. And we will come back, you know, to discuss, you know, things that you'll be doing at the fertility detox retreat. Megan, you mentioned though, or maybe it was Anthony earlier, about, you know, we have children that are we've never had more sickness and chronic illness in children than we do today. I think, you know, since the 1960s, I was trying to remember a speech from RFK Jr. about this, something like since the 1960s, when we had maybe, I don't know, 15% chronic illness in children, it's gone up to something like 60 or 70%. Don't quote me on these numbers, but it's just skyrocketed. So, I mean, Anthony, do you want to begin maybe talking about why, some of the reasons why children have so many chronic illnesses these days?
Yeah, and I would like to mention that according to the Environmental Working Group, newborns, the blood of newborns contain 287 toxic chemicals on average. So when we talk about detox, which is not generally admitted in mainstream surgery, medicine, they do believe that you can be poisoned, funnily enough, by any of these chemicals, right? If you get enough of them, they agree that you can be poisoned. But for some reason, they don't think that having a little bit of a poison poisons you a little bit.
Hmm,
this idea... Yeah, this was idea, I mean, and which is very strange to me. So this idea was conceived, if you'll pardon the pun, when I was reflecting on the fact that one of my teachers told me that we were suffering from intergenerational cellular toxicity, and that was one of the reasons why people were getting sicker, as well as intergenerational nutritional deficiency, because life tries to perpetuate itself no matter what. So you can go for a long time. Your body's ingenious. It will function at far below its regular capacity before you even get sick visibly, let alone get an illness. So if you're getting an illness, that means you're pretty far along in terms of how sick the body is. And so you can go without a lot of nutrients, but can you thrive without many of the critical nutrients? You know, probably not. So my teacher told me you inherit the cellular condition of your parents. And a light went off when I met Dr. Manco's uncle, rather, John, who's a manager at the retreat. And we were talking about the possibility of doing this. And I thought a really good demographic would be, I heard another podcast where someone talked about the infertility, and I was like, oh, that makes so much sense. Not even knowing that his niece is a pelvic health specialist and has worked at a fertility clinic. So it feels like this was meant to be. And so I was like, really, yeah, I mean, perhaps you can ask another question and I can expand from there, depending on where your mind's going.
You mentioned 287 toxins. So give us the laundry list, not all 287, but some of the more prevalent toxins that are being found in blood samples of newborns.
Yeah, we're getting microplastics, BHA, BHT, BPA, sodium, benzoate, MSG, glyphosate, mercury, preservatives, emulsifiers, stabilizers, dyes, artificial flavors, toluene from carpets, carbon monoxide. So, you know, we're basically suffering from it. What happens under these circumstances is, one, the body needs to allocate excessive amounts of energy and resources to trying to clean them out. Secondly, the accumulate in the organs and reduce the functionality of those organs so that the body as a whole functions less well. So you could say nutritional deficiencies and cellular toxicity always go together, because you need nutrients to detox, and when your cells are full of toxins, it's hard for them to admit nutrients. So it becomes a downward spiral, which is what chronic disease is, according to my teachers and according to what I've seen. When I've seen people who've had conditions like colitis that they were told were irreversible, reversed through protocols such as the one that we're offering. So in addition to that, because this process of disease, the body becoming more and more diseased until you start to get fungal forms, which is basically you rotting to death while you're still alive, cancer, that's the body decomposing before you're even dead, that's the Grim Reaper coming in to try and take you away. So this process, how this process starts and how it's reversed, is not well understood. So when people drink more water and put down the sodium, the sodas, they start to feel woozy, they start to feel hungry, they get a headache, and they don't identify that as the natural process of the body cleaning itself. So, you know, they reach for some chemicals to make the headache go away, or they drink another soda to halt the detoxification process. They don't actually understand what's happening to themselves.
Right. It's like the day after a hangover, you take a little drink a little hair of the dog, more alcohol to relieve the symptoms, which so we're in this
endless loop. If anyone does get a hangover, a high dose of chlorella will actually pretty much help your body to absorb the alcohol and do away with your hangover.
Okay, so we have this endless loop. We have all these environmental toxins entering into newborns, perhaps even through breast milk, just while the child is still in the mother's womb. And then add to that a lifetime of exposure to these same toxins combined with, let's just call it modern living disease, which is horrible food. We have soil that has does not contain the necessary nutrients. We have very poor soil now. So the vegetables that we're eating basically are like cardboard. They have very little nutritional value. And then we have all of the daily stresses. We're living in this electronic smog, you know, 5G, whatever's next, 6, 7G on the way. So, you know, cellular towers and so forth, all of this is just creating all of these chronic illnesses, which then in turn damage the cells and get passed on to the next generation. So let's just, let's take a time out. When we come back, we'll talk about, you know, what can be done for this infertility crisis. And Megan Manco and Anthony Samaroff are presenting a fertility detox retreat in beautiful Ixtapa, Mexico. And we'll tell you once again how to get involved with that. Back with more of our conversation right after this.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The truth goes through three stages. First, it is ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. Third, it is accepted as self-evident. You're listening to Richard Serrett's Strange Planet.
We are here with Anthony Samaroff, author, detox specialist, and Megan Manco, creator of Burcano Sacred Healing. And she is a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine, and she's also a registered acupuncturist. Again, they are offering or presenting a fertility detox retreat in Ixtapa, Mexico. The link to learn more is in the episode notes. youcanconceiveit.com. Megan, let's start discussing how we address these infertility issues and how we, you know, reverse many of these chronic illnesses.
Yeah, well, I loved right before the commercial break, you were talking about the stressors of modern day society, and that is a huge impact on fertility. Some of you may know about the nervous system and the parasympathetic, the sympathetic. Well, we're constantly in the state of our sympathetic nervous system, but really our reproductive health and our urge to conceive and our body signaling that it's safe to conceive happens in this rested state of parasympathetic. And so that's another reason that I thought a retreat would be a great way to address infertility, is everything is taken care of you, care for you. You can relax on the beach. We're going to remineralize your cellular health. So give you all of the food that you need to build up this mineralization and the nutrients you need, as well as the detoxification. And this whole time, we'll just be kind of relaxing on the beach, going to excursions. Mm-hmm. We'll have information sessions so that you can continue this process back at home, because it's been generations of cellular toxicity. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take some time, but this is a great start, providing that education, letting your parasympathetic go into that state so you can rest and connect with your partner. Because again, lots of times intimacy is lost when we're trying for a baby. It's really difficult to, with all the emotional tolls, it's difficult to connect, especially like sex becomes a chore and it's just not enjoyable anymore. And who wants to conceive in that state of mind? So I really believe this is a fantastic option for people to relax. They're also getting body treatments. So not only is it really important for our cells to have that nutrition, we need to allow that nutrition to access the reproductive organs and improving the sperm and egg quality. So with acupuncture and Chinese medicine and the manual therapies that we're going to be offering, we're helping to increase the blood flow and energy flow to the reproductive organs so that they receive all of these nutrients that you will be getting from the juice detox. And we're lucky enough to partner with a fantastic farmer. He's a generational farmer, doesn't use any pesticides, chemicals with his crops. And that's the beautiful thing about Mexico within these small communities. Many of the farms don't use pesticides and chemicals. So some of that offhand stuff that we still see with organic farms in Canada or the States that we can't prevent, that's a lot less common here. And so he's been growing all sorts of food. He creates his own compost, which I've been lucky enough to be a part of that process and see how that begins. So just the care and love that he puts into the soil health that he grows the food from harvesting. He's taught us permaculture classes here at Ixtapa Palace, and he'll be sourcing all of our fruits and vegetables. So we're really lucky to have that as an option.
Right. Now, as you say, you offer a 4-week and an 8-week. So that's a 1 month or a 2 month retreat. And, you know, after 30 years of unhealthy living, I would imagine it would be, you know, you're not going to reverse all of that damage in 1 month or 2 months. But I would imagine in the information sessions, a lot of that has to do with, okay, you know, what you take away from this retreat and how you continue to live at home. Does that include, for example, I mean, what do you teach people in terms of creating a healthier environment, whether, you know, reducing the off-gassing of carpets, and what do you recommend, like put in bamboo flooring, or just give me a sense of that?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that people can do, and you can't live in a plastic bubble. I mean, we know that it's not everyone can get off work, so we ask people to come down for as long as they can, and they can consult with us on that when they have their consultation call if they think they're interested. Obviously, I mean, it's difficult for some people to reduce the amount of bad food and junk food. I think a lot of the first thing is what goes in your mouth, but it's not as difficult after you've done this. And I'll tell you why. The body craves what's in it. You may have noticed that you can go without eating a pizza for quite a while and you'll be fine. But as soon as you have one, the next day or two, you'd start thinking, oh, I'd love a cheesy pasta or something like that. Because when your body starts to process that food and the cheese and the wheat go into your bloodstream or the compounds, it creates an emotional memory of the food that you've just eaten, which makes you crave that food, right? So people find very quickly in this program, they start really enjoying the juices, they start really enjoying the steamed vegetables and with natural toppings. And it's not for life. I used to have eczema. I used to have leaky gut. I couldn't eat wheat or cheese without getting a breakout. Whereas now, if I want to have an indulgence every now and then, I don't get symptoms at all. I contacted the widow of one of my great teachers and asked her, did you ever have examples of people who were infertile conceiving on Gary's program. She said, oh yeah, lots of times they actually conceived during it, so it's not what if you think about it as being able to bring your body over the line to where it's actually able to think about it this way. There's a hierarchy of needs and wants in the body, and your body is going to basically deprioritize things which it doesn't think are completely essential. Now, we all want to we don't all want to reproduce, clearly, because you mentioned that people are opting out. Lots of people do, but the body, as far as the body's concerned, that's a lower priority than the, other things which it considers to be essential. So what we want it to basically do is reduce enough of the external stressors, such as you're talking about, the toxins, the lack of nutrients. When Dr. Mankow does acupuncture, there's also an energetic flow to the cell which that restores. There's also a blood flow to the cells which that restores. Then there's a psychological element, as we've talked about, psycho-emotional spiritual element. And then there's the social element, which is being part of a community where people understand what you're going through. So definitely, because we're doing information sessions, I mean to basically download everything I've been learning, because, I went to write a book about the pharmaceutical industry, and people obviously want to know what they can do instead of taking drugs. So, ironic, I didn't just learn this from my health, for my health. I learned I wanted to put it into practice to help other people. So we definitely intend to have informational sessions to equip people to continue the process when they go home.
Right. Dr. Mankow, will you be doing some acupuncture?
Yes. So we will be, it is recommended to acupuncture once a week. So we'll be having acupuncture sessions once a week, as well as within the frame of Doctor of Traditional Chinese Medicine. I am a herbalist. And so some of the information sessions is we'll be learning how to castor oil pack, which helps to detoxify the uterus, depending where you place the castor oil. But I'll teach people how to do that, and they can continue at home as well as at the retreat. Also, steaming is really beneficial. So I have a blend of herbs. When we do our consultation, we'll pick the herbs that are best for you. And that helps to tone and increase blood flow to the reproductive tissue. So there's lots of information that me and Anthony can share that'll be daily. And then as well, we're going to bring in some other body working therapists. And so they will be doing guest lectures, and it's going to be a wealth of knowledge, as well as, like Anthony said, this community. So people going through the same struggles, they can kind of talk about, the struggles with it, the emotional, as well as things that they have found that work for them, and how to keep up with your mental health while you're looking to conceive.
Are the herbs that one takes, are they connected at all to blood type?
So I don't do a lot of blood type work. I know Anthony is more into that. And so with the herbs that I'm doing, it's actually, this one is more for females. It's vaginal steaming. So it's actually, we're going to be using the steam to penetrate the vaginal tissue. But we do have supplementation as well. Anthony has a list that are going to help with detoxification, as well as through my experience, I know some of the best herbs to help increase egg and sperm quality. So you'll also have access. That's all included in the cost of the retreat. Will be on some supplementation as well to help remineralize the cells.
The fertility detox retreat happening in Ixtapa. Give me the dates again, Megan.
So that's April 7th until June 2nd. But again, we can accommodate that.
Right. You can do 1 month or 2 months, April 7th to June 7th. In Ixtapa. And again, the website in the episode description is youcanconceiveit.com. Another time out back with more of our conversation right after this.
It's time to redefine reality. This is Richard Serrett's Strange Planet.
And we are back with Anthony Samaroff, who's been with us on the program a number of times. And he is the author of, ebook, Seven Big Pharma Myths Debunked, pharmamyths.com, sevenpharmamyths.com. And Dr. Megan Manco is the creator of Burcano Sacred Healing. She's a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine and a registered acupuncturist. And together they're presenting the Fertility Detox Retreat in beautiful Ixtapa, Mexico. You can register for a one-month retreat or a two-month retreat. And again, the website is youcanconceiveit.com, youcanconceiveit.com. What are the two toxins, either in the food or in the environment, that really jump out as kind of some of the main culprits in terms of, let's say, drastically reducing infertility? I mean, I've heard the term chemical castration, basically
right.
Looking at. So what are those toxins?
Yeah, I mentioned these because we've got mainstream coverage. I think it's a very, I was like, just this month, a mainstream publication says the Journal of Exposure Science and Environmental Epidemiology reported that 80% of Americans tested positive for chloramequat. Say that seven times quickly, and said that this chloramequat, which and said that it causes infertility. This just hit the news this week. Another one is very famous because Alex Jones said they're turning the frog gay. Atrazine, it's an endocrine disruptor. It's not the only one. It's just the one that's got a lot of attention. As you said, it's been shown to chemically castrate male frogs and turn 10% of them into fully viable females who are even able to produce eggs. And the shocking thing is it's found in municipal water supplies. Of course, they say, oh, yeah, this is safe. Well, I mean, that's what they prefer to believe. They've not demonstrated that it's safe. And
how does it get in the water?
Well, I think it's that's a really interesting question. We know that the chemicals from birth control tablets and things are refining themselves into the municipal water, because when they filter the water, obviously to keep costs down, they don't go through every possible purifying process that would be necessary to make the water safe. That's why it's increasingly important for people to take cleaning their municipal water into their own hands with filters and things like that. Any filter is better than no filter, because if you don't filter your water, your body is the filter. So that's important. And there's so many toxic chemicals found in our municipal water. Again, they tell us, oh, the levels are safe. Well, again, that's what they prefer to believe. And that is the information that they would like people to believe, because then they can continue to supply them with municipal water. And as long as the government does that, you're kind of dependent on the government. What they wouldn't want is different organizations competing to provide you with cheaper and more clean, healthful water in your house, because then they'd, you know, lose their monopoly on dependency.
Right.
So
get some kind of a water filter. What about chloramequat, the additive? Read your food labels, obviously. Is that
correct
as an additive if you go to shop?
Yeah, it's been found in some of the cereals. One of the really shocking things is I remember when I was a child, they used to sell cereals as though they were a healthy breakfast on television. And somehow over the last 20 years or more, gradually everyone came to the general understanding that cereals aren't healthy for you. Like, it's just well known that they're kind of junk food.
Right. Cheerios, and they just announced that General Mills Cheerios has chloramequat in it. It's a pesticide.
Yeah. Yeah. And Quaker Oats. So I'm like, why was it that no one was taken to court, sued, no one lost their job when people realized that cereals were unhealthy rather than healthy for your children. I mean, they literally just indoctrinated people into poisoning children for decades. And yeah, no one was held accountable for that. This is like why we're going to have to just divest from the system and take matters into our own hands, like we're trying to do over here.
Not to get too conspiratorial, but either you think this is by design? I mean, let's face it, they talk openly about it now at the places like the World Economic Forum about, you know, a depopulation agenda. Mm-hmm. Now they say, well, we have fewer children and be a good stewards of the land and so forth. But in the meantime, do you think they're actively working to be a part of or contribute to this infertility crisis, exacerbate it?
What do you think, Megan?
I guess I can speak on how reproductive health has been controlled in the past, and we'll let the viewers decide what they think. But in the 1300s, conception was common. Like, we had herbal contraception options. And then when the witch trials started, that was when church and state came together. They needed more laborers, and so they started the burning of the witches. But really, the witches were the midwives, the herbalists, people that were helping with contraception and safe delivery of babies. And so once this all got banned, there was more workers and whatnot. And so reproductive health, I feel, has always been under fire. And like I said earlier, how Alabama has actually halted IVF and IUI right now. That's a huge concern. Having children or not having children, that's a huge indicator of a country's health. And so I don't know exactly with the chemicals and the toxins, how much of it is planned or encouraged. I don't know the right language to use with that, but I do believe that reproductive health is very important and something you have a lot of power if you can control that. So,
yeah, I mean, what I would say is people will tend to get away with what people let them get away with. And so when I don't really know what people's motives are, when I've never really met them, what I feel is that the public are sadly complicit in this because they don't care enough what's on the label of the box. They don't care enough when their friend comes to them and says this or this chemical and the fluoride in the water or the thimerosal in the lollipop, other heavy metals in the lollipop, which are given to people when they're 75 times when they're babies, that they say, oh, you conspiracy theorist. So people, you know, this is what we need to do as individuals is take the maximum amount of responsibility for our lives as possible. Responsibility is power. One amazing thing that could come from our detox retreat is you can't deny results. So when we have people come and we get case studies, if and when they conceive, which I believe they will, that's the kind of thing that gets around. And people will see the power of this because they might not just conceive. Perhaps their psoriasis will go away. Sure. Perhaps they'll be able to manage foods that they couldn't before more easily. Perhaps their partner will come with them and they will notice that the increase in health and vitality. And when they go home, it's undeniable. So I can't see into the minds and hearts of other men, but what I can say is I'm concerned with creating a new paradigm and like showing people what is undeniable. And evolving out of a world where conspirators even have the power or the authority to conspire against individuals.
Right, I would imagine families. It would be very important for couples to come because unless we know the actual issue with that couple, you know, half the time it could be a sperm motility or a sperm count issue. The other 50%, it may be something that is happening with the prospective mom in this case. So it's important for both to come, I would imagine. But let's just spend a few minutes talking about sperm motility and sperm mobility, sperm counts, which are just like on the on a massive decline. I mean, is that environmental? Is it diet? What's going on there? Megan, do you have any thoughts?
Yes, I do. I think a lot of it is environmental and the foods that we eat. And there is so much endocrine disruptors in our environment right now. Maybe I'll let Anthony speak to the sperm quality, but something I did want to point out as well is how much birth control pills get pushed in today's society.
Yeah.
Even at the age of 16, it is recommended. Girls going through painful periods or any kind of menstruation issues, the birth control pill is just kind of the answer for that. And sometimes they're on that for 15 years if you don't want to get pregnant until, maybe my math's off, but like if you go on it at 16, you don't want to get pregnant until you're 30. That's 15 years that you've disrupted mm-hmm. your endocrine system. And we haven't really, well, actually, if you do read the packaging, the side effects are enormous. And even death is one of the side effects. Of course, they throw that in all pharmaceuticals. But, and then even the non-hormonal options like the copper IUD, what it's doing is creating inflammation in the uterus so that the sperm can't attach or fertilize the egg. So again, what are the lasting effects of this? I don't believe that we studied it long-term for people going on it for 15 years. And so of course, birth control is really important and it was sold as this empowering women, and it can in some ways, and you need to do a little bit of research and study for your own health what is the best option for you. Some people do choose birth control.
Oh, you froze there.
And I think that's up to misinformation in hands, because it's not always exactly as it's sold. It does have side effects, and there can be, it takes a long, that's the other thing too, is I think women thought that, okay, well, I'll stop taking my birth control and start trying to conceive. Well, 15 years of disrupting your hormones, it's going to take a while to get that all back.
Excellent.
In working order.
Right. Excellent point. All right. Thank you for that. I was going to come back around and cover that. So we now let's deal with sperm count and sperm motility, which is, I guess, how you know, quickly and they move and whether they're able to, you know, make it to the egg. So what's affecting sperm motility and sperm count, Anthony?
Okay, so in the mainstream paradigm, you go into the doctor and you say, I've got a low sperm count, can you treat me for that? From a holistic naturopathic point of view, all disease derives from the underlying cellular condition of the body. Healthy cells build healthy tissues. Healthy tissues build healthy organs. Healthy organs build healthy bodies, and healthy bodies produce healthy sperm. In fact, sperm is a cell, so of a sort. So the question is a little bit confusing. If your sperms are not capable of fertilizing an egg, that is not the problem. The problem is, that is just a manifestation. That is just an indicator. That's the red light that says that your body is not producing healthy cells, period. This is not just bad luck. If it was bad luck, then there's nothing that can be done about it. It's just too bad for you. All of life happens according to cause and effect. By identifying the causes, which is the contributing factors, we can reverse illness. You take away the cause, the body is designed to heal itself. When you reduce the number of stressors and you give it what it needs to build healthy tissues, it will do that. There's also, as we spoke about, psychological component. There's the healthy flow and energetic flow, which we restore by acupuncture. And there's the social element. So yes, at least five elements: nutritional, toxicity, energetic, emotional, psychological, and community. I would say those are the five biggest factors. Then, not to say that there aren't any factors, but any other factors. But what I would just say is, you've got a low sperm count for the same reason that you've got skyrocketing rates of diabetes, cancer, colitis, chronic fatigue, ME, lupus, multiple sclerosis. Because generation and regeneration. Your cells are dying and being reborn every single day, every single moment. The question is, you get a new, whole new body every 7 years, including your skeleton. You get a new one, but not necessarily a healthier one. So the question is, are you empowering your body to create a healthier generation of cells? If you do, I believe that you can conceive it.
All right, Anthony and Megan, thank you so much for this. Again, I'll refer people to the link in the episode notes, youcanconceiveit.com. It's a 4 or 8 week fertility detox retreat in Ixtapa, Mexico. All the details are on the website where you can register and find out more, and you'll see some images of the beautiful accommodations and so forth. YouCanConceiveIt.com. Anthony Samaroff and Dr. Megan Manco. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you so much, Richard.
A new Richard Serrett's Strange Planet drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.